The next patient is Sharon Harter. The last name is H-A-R-T-E-R. First name is H-A-R-O-N. This is a clinical case of an 80-year-old white female that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 4, period. The patient has nephrosclerosis associated to type 2 diabetes mellitus, arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and aging process. The most recent laboratory workup that was done in September, on July the 19th of 2023, the patient showed that the deterioration of the kidney function with the creatinine that went up from 2.2 to 2.9, and a BUN from 44 to 46, and an estimated EFR that changed from 21 to 15. Interestingly, this patient has a microalbumin creatinine ratio that is 63. And the excretion of protein. Excretion of protein is pretty close to normal, period. The explanation for the deterioration of the kidney function is number one, the 14-pound body weight loss that occurred in this period of time. And second, the presence of hypotension. The hypotension is most likely related to the loss in body weight. At the present time, we are going to make adjustments in the medications, and we went through the review of the medications in my documentation. The patient was taking losartan 100 milligrams POBID, when I discussed this with the patient, was half a tablet of 100 milligrams in the morning and half a tablet in the evening. The patient is taking amlodipine 10 milligrams every day and metoprolol 100 milligrams on a daily basis. Period. Number two, diabetes mellitus that is under control, hemoglobin A1C 6.9. We're going to continue with the administration of the same insulins. Number three, the arterial hypertension, and we are going to stop the use of the amlodipine. We are going to give losartan 50 milligrams every day, and she's supposed to get the body weight and the blood pressure log as well as the a log for the pulse, because the heart rate is just 52, period. Following number, the patient continues with occasional right flank pain related to postherpetic neuralgia. Following number, vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, hyperuricemia treated with the administration of allopurinol. This allopurinol is another medication that has to be adjusted. Following number, there is no evidence of hyperkalemia. And following number, the patient has changed the BMI from 35 to 32. We invested 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup in reviewing the medication, in giving instructions, in the physical examination, in the face-to-face. We spent 10 minutes, and in the documentation, 7 minutes. reevaluation in 2 months with laboratory work.